Good morning, good morning. If you want to take your seats, welcome everybody. It's lovely to have you all here. Welcome to Messy Church. We're just going to pray and then we're going to sing a couple of songs and then I'll pass over to Jan. Unless she's leaving. Are you leaving? Are you coming? Are you staying? All right, it's all right. She's staying. We're all right. Okay, so if you want to stand, if you're able, we're going to start with My Troubled Soul. Oh, no. Oh. Rob says we have to pray first.
You said you were going to.
I did. All right, let's pray. Father God, we come here today to worship you. We bring ourselves just as we are. Lord, I pray that this would be a place of love and joy, a place where we can all come and be together. Thank you, Father God, for fellowship. Lord, help us to learn more of you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, I'm going to pass over to Jan, I think.
So our theme is Do Not Worry, which I need to listen to because I've done nothing but worry all week. Is Messy Church ready? Is it not ready? Are there going to be people there? Is everybody on holiday? Nobody's going to turn up. There won't be enough stuff in there. Oh, all sorts of things. Anyway, stop worrying. God's in control. So I'll show you some of the things that you're going to make. If you want to take part today, if you don't and you just want to sit and chat, that's absolutely fine. So we have got thinking about the theme of the birds. There's quite a lot of birds. I'll have to hoover up when I go home tonight. This afternoon. So you're going to make a bird feeder for your garden. And you are going to make some bird cards. So we've got a couple of little cards that you can make about birds. And what else have I got? Oh, you're going to make Jacob's ladder. Jacob's ladder. Now, it's supposed to have candy floss on the top to make clouds, but I didn't quite get any candy floss. But that's Jacob's ladder, and you'll see why that's in there in a bit when you go in. And I think that's all I've got to show you. So, if you've not been to Messy Church before, I think everybody has by now. Just go in, do what activities you want. You've got about an hour. There are some boards in there. You know, we've been raising money, Junior Church have been raising money for some boards to go outside where the kitchen is outside there. So we're going to smarten that up a bit and buy a bench and all sorts of things. So we're raising money. So there's a few buns in there as well. So if you'd like to buy a bun, that will help us go, that will go towards our funds for our little bit of thing outside. And I think that's it. Tea and coffee throughout the morning. Help yourselves. Have fun, enjoy, but most of all, praise God through it. All right, see you in about an hour. So it seemed a lot calmer, didn't it, Messy Church this morning? Seemed very relaxed, and it's been lovely actually to see, to have people have time to sit and chat as well. It's nice to have time to chat and maybe pray together. But it's just been a nice morning. So, Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. An amazing promise by God. Not easy to remember, is it, when situations become a bit overwhelming? According to Google, the Bible says, Google, you've got to trust Google, haven't you? That's what I do anyway. Find it on Google. I don't know about that. Find it on Google. The Bible says, fear not, or do not be afraid. You can count them if you want, 365 times. Now, I don't know about you, but I think maybe God planned for a Bible verse not to worry for every day of the year. What happens on a leap year? I don't know. We have to start again. I'm not quite sure about that. In Matthew 6, between verses 25 and 34, we are commanded, do not worry, 5 times, even in those few verses. Yeah, we still worry, don't we? even things we've got no control over, we worry. Mark Twain said, "I am an old man and have known many troubles, but most of them never happened." Because our thoughts have a tendency to get out of control, don't they? Most of the time, we assume the worst. We conjure up the worst case scenario. What if this happens, which might lead to that happening? And it's just needless worry, you know. Our minds just go crazy, don't they, with things that could happen. Or maybe that's just me. When I worry, I know I need to pray first and foremost, but then, if possible, if it's possible, couple my prayer with action. Be proactive in some way so the worry doesn't become the main focus. But I know that's not always an option. The problem is, there are things that we've absolutely no control over. Test results that might we're waiting for. New school, new class, we don't know what to expect. There are things that are not in our control. Then we know we need to pray about them. Just been watching the news this week. It's just so awful, isn't it? The things that are happening in Liverpool, I don't know how those people are coping. I really don't. But we take them to an almighty God. We take our burdens, who takes our burdens from us and replaces them with peace that only he can bring. So if we put our trust in God and ask for his strength and his peace. John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and don't be afraid." A few months ago, I was sat outside in my garden and my phone rang. And I don't know about you, if I don't recognise the number, quite often I don't answer it. But I was waiting for a number from somebody and I didn't know if I hadn't got their number in my phone. So when this number came up that I didn't recognise, I answered it. I nearly ignored it, but I answered it. And then a voice that I didn't recognise said, "Hello, I'm with Sophie. Please don't worry. She's okay." Well, what do you do? First thing you do is panic and worry, isn't it? As soon as you get a phone call like that, "I'm with her. She's all right." Meaning, she's not quite all right. But I wasn't really sure what had happened. So your first instinct, isn't it, to worry. What's he going to tell me? I could hear Sophie in the background saying, "Please tell her not to panic. I'm okay." So what had happened? She collapsed in Sheffield in the bus station due to the heat and low iron levels, as we later found out. So I asked God immediately, "Please look after her until I can get there." But then didn't talk to him again because the panic and the worry took over. But then came the action part. I knew I needed to do. I needed to get sorted out. I needed to phone Carol. So if I can't get into town on my own, if I can't park the car, I've got somebody with me who can sort me out. So I knew I needed to ask God to keep with her until I'd got there, both practically and, you know, in prayer. A lovely young man and a young girl helped her, but also four young men who she saw before she collapsed because she realised she was getting a bit worried and she was feeling a bit sick. These young men were a bit, she'd said, "I didn't like the look of them." You know what it's like, don't you, in bus station when there are, you know, youths messing about. Youths, that's an old word, isn't it? Youths. Showing me age there. Messing about. So when she collapsed, the four boys who she was wary of helped her. One went to the pub, the Black Penny, is it Penny Farthing, whatever it is, got her a glass of water. One that she was really wary of was holding her shoulder when she woke up. And she'd got a head on his shoulder. And they wouldn't leave her until she was all right. They were God sent. Carol was God sent. She was available to help me. All these people who helped her, they were taking care of her. But if I had sat at home and worried and not done anything, that wouldn't have helped the situation. Luke 12 says, "Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They'll be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. We're human, aren't we? We're going to worry, but I think it's how we channel that worry that matters. One of our activities today was a treasure hunt because we so often forget to put God first and instead we focus on the worries of the world. God wants us to put him first and to trust him with every aspect of our lives so that we can live with a peace that only comes from him. Trust in him and have faith. God takes our worries and concerns and deals with them through our prayers, petitions and our thanks. So we've got a little handout today. You know, I like to give you something to remember the service by. So we've got a little handout today. And I've mentioned it once to somebody. I don't know whether it's you, Michael. The widow's mite. She gave everything she had, all she had to live on, but had enough faith to know that God would provide. She gave everything she had. There were large amounts of money being thrown into the pots that were heard by many, but the jingle of the coins the widow gave could be heard in heaven. So this handout is given to help us remember that the widow had faith, that God could use what little she could bring, and she trusted in him. Just a few thank yous. Thank you for people who've helped today. Back desk, amazing as usual. Worship and everybody who's helped. Thank you, Rob, for doing loads of pots. And thank you all for coming. So let's finish with a prayer. Father God, we do pray today for anyone who might be going through unbelievable situations that seem impossible to face. Be there in the middle of the chaos when we're overwhelmed. Replace the worry of the situation with your peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Don't let us get so caught up in the cares of this world that we miss all that you have for us. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Help us to put you first in all aspects of our lives, the joys and the worries. We know you never promised that life as a Christian would be plain sailing or worry-free, but we have a God whose love is more powerful than any worry we could ever face. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. John 16, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to hand you back to Olivia now.
I haven't got a Bible in front of me, so I'm going to paraphrase. He led them as a pillar of cloud by day and of fire by night. Father God, lead us in your way. Make our paths clear before us. Forgive us when we worry. Help us to deal with those things that go on and on and on. And Lord, also those things that knock us flat that we weren't ready for. Father God, we place it in all in your hands. We will trust the promise and we will follow you safe to shore. In your mighty name. Amen. Amen. Let's say the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore.
Amen.
Thank you.